Are you ready to start your own website? Bluehost offers reliable hosting with 24/7 support at an affordable cost. Effective Nerd uses Bluehost for all of our website needs, and you can get hosting for as low as $3.95 per month. Head over to effectivenerd.com/hosting to get started. That's effectivenerd.com/hosting. Now on to the show. Welcome to Effective Nerd Quick Hits, a podcast for creators and artists to get big information in a small amount of time. I'm your host, Aaron Yara from EffectiveNerd.com. Hey everyone, it's Aaron Yara, and today we're going to talk about how to sell your artwork locally. The internet is such a big part of our lives and everything we do as artists and creators. And today I kind of want to just take a break from all of the online stuff. I mean, I guess this kind of has to do with online stuff, but I want to talk about how to sell your artwork locally. So this episode will pertain mostly to artists with physical work or artists that do local commissions, or just any type of creator that goes to either like conventions or wants to sell their art in stores. You know what I mean? How to sell artwork in your direct geographical location, I guess is the best way to say it. So the internet is a vast and saturated place, and there's an endless amount of artists trying to sell their work. While this is true, many artists still attempt to sell their artwork locally and within their own communities. Marketing your art locally is a bit different than marketing yourself on the internet or through social media. And today we're going to discuss a few ways that artists can sell their art to those who live near them or around them. And on our quest to be full-time artists and creators, local marketing is a good idea for a lot of different types of creators. First things first, get some business cards. With the internet being such an important tool in our lives, a lot of paper-based marketing methods have gone by the wayside. Much of this is due to the lack of face-to-face interactions, especially over the past year, However, local marketing relies a lot on these person-to-person interactions, so having business cards handy can make a big difference when we're starting to sell our art locally. Instead of asking people you meet to follow you on social media or to visit your website, you can actually place something physical in their hands. Outside of that, there are now companies that sell digital business cards, which I know kind of sounds weird, but these cards often have either a QR code on them or have a NFC, near field communication chip in them, where you can, you know, people can interact with the business card with their phones instead of having to take a slip of paper from you. And it all really depends on the situation you're in, who you're trying to network with. Some people prefer to have all the information on their phone, where a smart business card may come in handy. Other people prefer pen and paper, where they may take the paper card from you. But have a way to easily give people your contact information. And that can go a long way when having face-to-face interactions about your art or about your content. Next is to research your local art galleries and venues. A lot of cities and towns have local art galleries or music venues or even just cafes where people can play. A lot of these places also have ways to contribute, volunteer, or help out. So even if you're not going to put your art into one of these establishments, you can always volunteer or find a way to help out or get a job. Just build relationships with people who deal in the type of art or content that you make in your local area. They can often point you in the right direction for people who are potential buyers of your work, or potential customers for your work. While these establishments may not want to display your work initially, many art connoisseurs have relationships with other local artists and other businesses. So getting to know like the connoisseurs or the curators for your local art community can lead to bigger opportunities in the future. Also, I feel like there's a misconception that every art gallery just has like fine art and paintings. And that's not true. There are so many organizations that support artists of all styles, all experience levels, and all different types of mediums. Just see what's in your area and Just go from there. See who you can network with. See who you can help out. Next is to attend local events. Many areas have local art events every year. This includes art exhibitions, open mic nights, comic book conventions. While these events may not align with your art directly, like say you're a musician going to a comic book convention, they can offer plenty of opportunities for networking, making connections. Using the example of comic book conventions, many local comic book conventions feature artists that don't make comic books, just people who make really good art. So you never know who you're going to meet at different events, at concerts, just different areas where artists tend to promote themselves. Next is to get to know other artists. Get to know your peers. Almost every area of the world has their own artistic communities, and most of these artists are going through the same struggles, and they're on the same path to building their audience, just like you are. And they're trying to make some extra money through commission work, selling prints, selling their music, their demo tape. There's just a lot of people out there that are probably in the same spot as you are. And I think it's really important for emerging creators to stick together. Community is one of the best things about being creative or artistic or being a creator. Also, word of mouth is an important tool. So as you build relationships with other artists, they'll often introduce you to people who have similar styles to you. And this opens the door not just for networking, but also for collaboration, where if you meet creators who are similar to you, you can work on projects together. And that just really strengthens the creative community, and it can also lead to better opportunities. A few ways to find artists in your area is you can go on social media and look at local hashtags. You can read local newspapers and websites that may have art sections or creator-based sections. Also, look on community message boards. For example, almost every city and town in the United States has a subreddit. So you can start there, or you can see if there are any other message boards that work inside your community. Next is to pitch your work to local newspapers and magazines. Putting yourself out there is sometimes just the best strategy. Many local newspapers and magazines have sections for local artwork and local artists. Most of these organizations have a process for submitting your original artwork or telling them about the work you do. I wouldn't just shout them out on social media. Check their websites, look for contact information, look for submission guidelines. Networking with your local press or newspapers or bloggers can lead to interviews and spotlights on your work. And this exposure often increases your local rapport and opportunities within your local creative communities. Lastly, you can focus on local SEO. When it comes to running an art website or an online store, it may be beneficial to focus on local keywords when it comes to your online presence. This can help your work be seen by people in your area instead of just people all over the world. You can really focus in on just your local geographic location. For example, the keyword comic book artist is going to compete with comic book artists all over the world. However, comic book artists in Denver will attract people specifically in the Colorado area. If you're looking to sell art in your local area, then focusing on local keywords is going to help as far as SEO or search engine optimization is concerned. One strategy that I like to tell other creators involves reviewing local art galleries, events, venues in your area. If you're an artist with a website, you can build a blog section onto your website where you talk about every venue that you've performed at, every gallery, everyone who's ever given you a chance, other local artists that you like. Just use a section of your online presence for discussing what's going on in your community and your thoughts about your creative journey through your local community. And that in turn will help you rank for local SEO keywords. On top of that, people who read your website or read about your local experiences are often going to be people in your area. And that's also going to help you build community and build your respect and your rapport in your local creative community. All right, so I know selling artwork locally can seem like a daunting process, especially with what's been happening in the world over the past year or so. However, it's still possible with the right strategy. Just learn as much as you can about your local art scene, artists, galleries, newspapers, etc. Start building relationships, even if it doesn't lead to sales or promotion or growth right away, you can still make friends on your artistic journey. And at the end of the day, being a creator, being an artist, is really about fun and personal fulfillment, which you can get from being a part of a community, not necessarily just using it to drive sales or drive traffic or build your audience. Just get out there, see what you can make happen, have fun. I'll see you next week. Peace. Thank you for listening to Effective Nerd Quick Hits. For more information on how you can level up your work, head over to effectivenerd.com. You can reach us on social media at Effective Nerd. Quick Hits is hosted by Aaron Yara. The theme song is by MC Graffiti.